One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Today on Pastor Chris Teaching, get ready for a powerful excerpt from one of the Healing Streams live healing services with Pastor Chris. A global crusade where prayer for the sick produces phenomenal results. The event is broadcast in thousands of languages, availing billions of people worldwide the opportunity to participate. In each of these services, the man of God, Pastor Chris, teaches the word with so much power and clarity, dissolving doubt and answering life's questions. Stay tuned and be blessed by this episode.
So what the Bible says is that Jesus is the character of God. So I scratch my head. I say, what? What does that mean? If Jesus Christ is the character of God, what does that mean?
Find out in this episode.
Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is amazing. The image of the invisible God, Jesus Christ, is more than a man. There's more. In Hebrews chapter 1, and this is where it really gets powerful. This is huge. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, I'd like to read it from verse 1 into verse 3. Then I'll show you what is there in verse 3 that's so powerful. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, speaking time past unto the prophets, unto the fathers by the prophets, had in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now look at verse 3. It says, who? Talking about the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who, being the brightness of his glory, that means the outshining, the radiance of his glory, and then he says, and the express image of his person. Oh, that is too much. Do you know what he just said there? The express image. What is translated from the Greek to express image here is the Greek word character. Now, character is a huge thing here. Character. He says, Jesus is the exact copy. Aye. Character means exact copy. It means facsimile. Do you understand that? It means perfect imprint. That is to say, if you want to print out something, after you've designed it, when you print it out, this is the exact copy. The perfect imprint. That is character. So the Bible says Jesus is the character of God's person. Now, when he chose person, he used the word hypostasis. Hypostasis means essence. This is too much. Essence. It means substance, which means Jesus Christ is the character. Now, I'm still using the same Greek word, character, of the substance of God. Oh, man. Now, character in English is the word character. This is too much. He's telling you that Jesus is the character of God. Man, oh man. What does that mean? A character plays a role. For example, imagine that you're watching a movie, all right? And say, Pastor Landry over here, Pastor Landry, come. Imagine that in the movie, he plays the character of Moses. So he will have to dress like Moses. He will have to look like Moses. He will have to talk like Moses. He must do everything to be the character of Moses. So what the Bible says is that Jesus is the character of God. So I scratched my head. I said, what? What does that mean? If Jesus Christ is the character of God, what does that mean? It means that when Jesus came, he played a role. He acted God. He acted Ayakabo Sakaba. It's in the book. Incidentally, it's in the book. It's in the book. It's in the Bible. Let's go there.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The human life is subject to sin, but the God kind of life is eternal life.
Your Christian life really begins when you consciously declare the Lordship of Jesus. He becomes Lord over your mind, Lord over your body, Lord over your spirit.
In this timely message by Pastor Chris, three important truths in Christianity. You will discover how God has chosen you and given you eternal life. Download and subscribe on the Pastor Chris Digital Library app, available for download on the Love World App Store.
Go to St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 18. No man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, that is the monogenes, which is in the bosom of the Father, he had declared him. The word declared there is the Greek exegeomai. Now, exegeomai means to display, to rehearse. Do you understand that? To rehearse. Do you understand what I just said? Imagine that we are playing our roles. We're playing different characters. So we are now taking the roles. So you play the character of Mary, and maybe I'm playing the character of John, and you are playing the character of Anna. And so we are rehearsing, playing our different roles on the stage. He says Jesus played the character of God. That's what he just told you. He says he had declared him. He had rehearsed him. So when Jesus came, he rehearsed the divine nature, the divine essence, the divine character. My goodness.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
In St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, from verse 9. We were reading 9. I want to read a little more to you. Jesus said unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?" Let me read to you from a newer version, okay? I'm thinking about the young people. Okay, you can put, say, the NIV or New King James Version. New King James is fine. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father?" He who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus said it himself. Look at the next verse. "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works." Wow. He says, "The Father who dwells in me." So Jesus declared that he was not alone. The Father was in him. He said, the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Then look at the next verse. It answers and settles all the questions. Look what he says. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. He's just nailed it. The works depicted his character. You see it? That's what I was telling you. The evidence of the divine character. He displayed the works of God to show us the character of God. If you said you didn't agree that Jesus was one with God, he says, then what about the works? These were the works of God. How can you disprove them? These were the works of God. These were not the works of men. He was in a religious community. They knew the writings of the prophets. They knew the scriptures. They could not dispute them. They could not dispute the works that Jesus performed as the works of God. They couldn't. They knew those were the works of God, not the works of man. That's why I say to you, believe in Jesus Christ. When you believe in Jesus Christ, the question of consciousness ends. Because by believing in Jesus Christ, you are brought into a relationship with him. A relationship that is so important. A real relationship. That's what you come into. He says, these are written that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, he might have life through his name. Glory be to God. You know that when you believe in Jesus Christ, you receive the same life with him. Is that correct? Yes. He gives you the same life. Same life. You're not like the guy who's trying to know God in the laboratory. He's trying to study God in the lab. Remember something. Paul the Apostle was an educated man. He was very highly educated. But when he got to know Jesus, he had to have revelation. Revelation. You cannot know God with your erudite mind. You can only know him by the revelation of the Spirit. There's a humility that is required to get to know God. You have to come to the point where you're able to say, my mental erudition cannot help me here. I need revelation. I need God's help. Then he will help you and you will get to know him. It takes humility to discover him. Praise God. It takes humility to discover him. Let me read to you in Galatians chapter 1. When you read from verse 15, the words of Paul the Apostle. He says, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. Did you see that? God revealed his son in me. It was a revelation. He had to have a revelation of God. A revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not something that his brain could have calculated. And there's more. When you read in Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Look at this. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. You see, he prays that God will give to the people to whom he was writing in Ephesus, that God will grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. He knew they could not calculate God with science. They could not discover God in history. No, it's by revelation. It's by revelation. So he said, I pray to God that he will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Glory to God. That's how you pray for people who don't know him. See? That the Lord will open their eyes, open their understanding, so they can receive divine revelation. Because without revelation, no man can know God. God is a spirit. Jesus said so. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. If you want to serve God, you have to serve him with your spirit. You can't serve him with the flesh. You can't serve him with just your mind. No, no, no. Let me show it to you. Go to Romans chapter 1. I'll begin reading from verse 9. Let's read. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. Do you see that? God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son. You have to serve God with your spirit. And until your spirit is born again, it cannot serve God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God. For the fulfillment of his word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December in so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bia Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480.
Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.